Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joined now by Alex Castellanos on the line. And Alex, that deal apparently struck last night where Congress has some sort of agreement on funding for border security and averting another government shutdown. How likely, though, is the president to sign something?
Right now, what we're hearing is that the president is very likely to sign something because it's a win-win for him. One is it's free money. He's going to go ahead and use defense money, taking it from other parts of the government to build more of the wall. This is an extra $1.5 billion that he can add on top of it. But two, he's won the debate. Now the Democrats can't argue whether we should or should not give funding for the president's wall. Next debate will be how much. They've already agreed to start funding the wall. So big victory for the president. He should take it and run.
Yeah, is it just a victory for the president? I mean, is there a winner and a loser here?
You know, at the end of the day, it's a political winner, certainly, I think, for Republicans. In the president's speech last night in his State of the Union, basically the same speech, he laid out the big themes for 2020. And one of the big themes is security, keeping the country safe, the daddy bear role. He's cementing Republicans in the daddy bear role of protecting the country. The Democrats, the Me Too Party, the Feminist Party, they're taking the June Cleaver 1954 mommy bear role. And why they're limiting themselves to that is beyond imagining. But the winner here is, I think, going to be the daddy bear Republicans, not the mommy bear Democrats in an uncertain world in 2020.
Well, you know, you look at this and Democrats will, under this agreement, be giving money that will go toward border security and barriers along the border. And the president, though, he's getting, from what I've seen, $1.4 billion around there. They were asking for five, and in the past it said, you know, anything under five or even five wasn't really enough to do that wall the way that most Republicans want it. Is this just kind of throwing stuff out there where everybody can kind of say, you know, hey, we got a little something, or, you know, we got this, we got that, but in reality, none of this matters?
Well, it's a very small amount of money, and in that sense, you're exactly right, it does not matter, but politically, the ice has been broken. Now Democrats are going to be hard-pressed to say more, the next billion, the next $5 billion is immoral when the first $1.5 billion that they just gave, well, that wasn't. So in that sense, it's a breakthrough in the negotiations and in building the wall in the future. But you're right, I don't think that this particular amount of money makes that much difference. And isn't it ironic that Donald Trump just got $1.5 billion for his wall from Nancy Pelosi when he couldn't get anything from Paul Ryan?
All right, 2020, Alex, getting to be a crowded field. Would any of America or most of America know who Amy Klobuchar is if it weren't for the Brett Kavanaugh hearings?
No, they wouldn't. And if they saw her announcement, they would think she doesn't have enough sense to get in out of the snow. Amy Klobuchar, a tough senator, sometimes reputation for being too tough on staff, trying to explain she is not a moderate, that she really is as crazy left as most others running for the presidential nomination in her party. I don't think you're going to see her in the top, say, five Democratic candidates. But this is the year of the woman. And so in that sense, she's got a platform, and she is a serious candidate. I'd be watching Kamala Harris.
You know, the other thing is, Michelle Obama made an appearance at the Grammys the other night.
Yes.
Are the wheels in motion for a possible bid by Michelle Obama to get into this?
Well, Democratic friends tell me that they all keep knocking on her door and testing the waters there to see if she's at all interested, and that she's not, that she's got a great life, that the kids are on their way in school, that she's enjoying it, that she saw the hardship it entails and imposes on a marriage and a family to be in the White House. So right now the answer is no, but Democrats still would love to see her get in the ring.
Why, though? I understand she has great, you know, likability and favorability ratings, but didn't the party kind of learn their lesson from Hillary Clinton in the past that, you know, maybe go away from, you know, the bloodline, so to speak, of people who have been in power?
But Barack Obama had a very successful bloodline in that sense. And Democrats are still hungry for Barack Obama's third term. You know, Ronald Reagan had a third term. He was George Bush 41. Barack Obama could have had that, but he didn't. And now I think Democrats are looking for that candidate. And if it's not Michelle Obama, that young Camelot-ish type of candidate, Kamala Harris fits the bill. Female, black, a killer smile, and very personable like Barack Obama. So she's, I think, the one to watch instead of Michelle Obama, who could pick up the Obama legacy.
Hey, Alex, we always appreciate it. Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us this morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.